Now, boys and girls, let's continue with moving through the Word of God, the Bible, and seeing those great lessons that God would have us to know, even from the youngest of us to the oldest. And today we begin a new book of the Bible, the second book of the Bible. And I'm sure you know what that is. The first book is Genesis. The second book is Exodus. Exodus really means going out. And what the book of Exodus is all about is the children of Israel going out of the land of Egypt and into the land of Canaan. You remember how God had promised to give the children of Israel the land of Canaan. He promised it first of all to Abraham, and then he promised it to Isaac, and then he promised it to Jacob. And so God would one day bring the children of Israel into that land of Canaan. The Bible says that it was a land flowing with milk and honey. That means it was a land that was very fertile. It was a land that grew good crops and had good cattle in it. Well, the children of Israel, of course, are going to come into that land in God's appointed time. And one thing that the book of Exodus, in fact, the very first thing that the book of Exodus shows us is this, how much the children of Israel needed to come out of the land of Egypt and into the land of Canaan. Remember how they had come into the land of Egypt in the first place. It was when there was that great famine in the land of Canaan, where they had been at the first as a family, and how then they had to go down to Egypt to get bread, to get corn in order to eat. You remember how God had sent Joseph on ahead, and how Joseph was the second in command in the land of Egypt, so that the children of Israel and all the people in Egypt were preserved. They were kept alive through the good things that Jacob was able to do under God. Well, the book of Exodus tells us when it begins that there came a new king in the land of Egypt. He was called a Pharaoh, you remember. And it says that there rose up a Pharaoh. There came a new king who didn't know Joseph. Now, that might mean that he had never heard of Joseph, but probably it means that he didn't really want to know about Joseph. You know how we sometimes say, I don't want to know about that. We really do know about it, but we don't want to know about it. Well, maybe it means that Pharaoh didn't want to know about Joseph. He put Joseph out of his mind. He didn't want to hear anything about Joseph. And of course, as he looked around, Joseph was dead at this time, of course, you remember. And as this Pharaoh looked around and he saw how the family of Joseph, the children of Israel, how there were becoming more and more of them in the land, he began to get a bit frightened that maybe these children of Israel were going to become more than the Egyptians and were going to take over the land of Egypt. So he decided then that he would deal with them. First thing that he did was this. He made them slaves. And he said, well, I'll make them work so hard that some of them will die off because they have to work so hard. And he made them start to work on great big buildings. You know, the pyramids. Pyramids are really tombs. Tombs in which the Egyptian kings were buried. And he made them build these great big pyramids, which, you know, even today are one of the wonders of the world, how they were built. And they were built by these hundreds and thousands of Israelites whom the Pharaoh of Egypt had made to be his slaves. And every day he made their work harder and harder and harder, but it still didn't stop them increasing. And he saw that there were many Israelites still in the land of Egypt. Then he did the cruelest thing of all. He commanded the midwives, that's the nurses who helped the mothers to have their babies. He commanded the midwives that every male child, every boy baby that was born off an Israelite mother, that boy baby was to be put to death as soon as he was born. The Israelite midwives, the Israelite nurses, of course, they said, no, we're not going to do that. That we couldn't do that before the Lord our God. And so Pharaoh then commanded his soldiers to go out into all the land of Egypt where the children of Israel lived and to take the boy babies, to slice them with the sword, to cast them into the River Nile. You can imagine what that was like, boys and girls, and how mothers and fathers would try to have hidden their babies, their boy babies. And the soldiers would come banging on the doors and shouting out whether or not there were any male children, any boy babies in the house. And then they would grab them and pull them from the arms of their mothers and take them and cast them into that river Nile. And all of those things were happening then in the land of Egypt. But God knew that he would come and that he would deliver the people. You see how much they needed then to be delivered. That's why the Bible calls the land of Egypt the house of bondage. It was the place where they were held as slaves. And God said that he would deliver them, that he would bring them out. Exodus, you remember. He would bring them out of the land of Egypt and bring them into the land of Canaan. So the book of Exodus then tells us really how God would bring them out and bring them in, how he would redeem them. And the way that he would redeem them, of course, the way that he would deliver them would be through a deliverer. And that deliverer was going to be born one of those very boy babies that was going to be born in the land of Egypt, was the one whom God was going to raise up and strengthen and make to be Israel's deliverer. That baby, of course, was called Moses. We'll hear about Moses next time and how God really preserved and kept Moses safe in the midst of all that danger, and how he did make him to be the deliverer of the children of Israel. So when you think about the book of Genesis, you remember, you think about the book of beginnings. You remember the very first word, in the beginning, God created the heaven of the earth. And then you see the beginning of mankind. You see the beginning of the family of the children of Israel, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, so on. When you think about the book of Exodus, then you think about the book of coming out or being led out or being delivered, and how much the children of Israel needed to be delivered. Now, what's the lesson? Because the lesson is very, very, very important. Now listen very carefully. The lesson is this, boys and girls, that just as the children of Israel needed to be delivered out of the land of Egypt by a deliverer, so we need to be delivered out of our sin by a deliverer. Remember what Egypt is called? The house of bondage. And Pharaoh, you see, is like the devil, really, who held the people in bondage. But the Bible tells us that the devil really holds us in bondage. Now, are you listening, boys and girls? Some of you older boys and girls. That the devil holds us in bondage, and he can lead us wherever he wants to lead us. And what we need is a deliverer, a savior, a redeemer from the devil. Who is the deliverer? Who is the savior? Who is the redeemer? And it's Jesus Christ the Lord. And just as Moses was kept and preserved right from he was a baby until that time when God would make him deliver the children of Israel, so our Lord Jesus Christ, of course, the Gospels tell us, was born into that manger, that stable in Bethlehem. And then he grew up until the time that God had appointed when he should come and overthrow the devil and become the savior of everyone who would ever believe in his name. So the book of Exodus is about the coming out of Egypt and the going into Canaan. And it's really an illustration, a picture of the gospel, that in the gospel, through Jesus Christ our Lord, God brings us out from under the devil's power and will bring us into heaven forever and ever. So remember those things. Remember what the book of Exodus means, going out and coming in. But all above all things, what it points us to is Jesus Christ, our deliverer and our savior.